She shows great promise, Anakin, said Obi-Wan, glancing at him. The small, scrappy ones often turn out the best, you know. And was that a typical Obi-Wan compliment? Oblique, offhanded, never effusive? I think it was, Anakin thought. She'll do, Anakin grunted, though I still don't understand why Master Yoda sent her to me, not when you haven't found a new apprentice of your own. There's no hurry for that, said Obi-Wan. Another smile was lurking. I'm still recovering from the rigors of my last one. Anakin rolled his eyes. Ha ha, he muttered. Didn't see that coming. Obi-Wan chuckled softly. Really? You should have. I suppose, Anakin said, indulging in a little sarcasm of his own. This is when I'm meant to say, Wow, Obi-Wan, I never knew how tough you had it when you were training me. But I get it now. Now it all makes perfect sense. Something like that, yes, said Obi-Wan, his smile widening. Anakin sighed. Yeah, well, maybe I do. A comfortable silence fell between them. Anakin welcomed it. The amusement, the banter, the easy camaraderie. In the immediate aftermath of Geonosis, when he was still recovering from his catastrophic injury, it had seemed their relationship was on the brink of unraveling. Only Obi-Wan's steadfast refusal to be pushed away had saved it. Only his willingness to accept his Padawan's rage, his grief, his blame, and not take any of it personally. And there'd been so much rage, so much grief. Even now, the echoes lingered. They always would. He'd never be free of that moment in the Tatooine desert when he'd watched his mother die, felt her die. He'd never be free of what had happened next, the savage massacre under the stars. Obi-Wan knew nothing of that. He never would. Obi-Wan was the perfect Jedi. He could never understand the overwhelming need to kill what had killed the person he loved best. In the end, Anakin knew the only thing that had saved him was Padme, and the single perfect day they spent together after their secret wedding. Her love, her patience, her unquestioning acceptance of everything the Jedi demanded that he deny. But Obi-Wan had helped him too. With his blood and bone arm lost, his balance in the Force now irrevocably altered, he knew that without Obi-Wan, he'd never have come to trust his skills himself again. Never would have found a way past the nightmares of Dooku, the harrowing, nightly reliving of their brief and shocking duel, his failure, his maiming. Never found his way back to laughter and the joy that came with being a Jedi. And there was joy. Oh, there was such joy. It was all my fault, Master, he had admitted to Obi-Wan on his return from Naboo after he had completed the private task of constructing his new lightsaber. My arrogance nearly got you killed, and my impatience led to my defeat. I wouldn't listen to you. I'm sorry. He'd braced himself then for the inevitable lecture, a dissection of his myriad shortcomings. Instead, Obi-Wan had tried to smile and failed. I'll gladly forgive you that, Anakin. If you'll forgive me the dreams of your mother, he replied, his voice not quite steady. I would have saved her for you if I could. They didn't speak of either incident again. And what had often been a tense relationship between master and pupil gently transformed into a simple, unpressured, and unexpected friendship, which deepened during the countless hours they spent on lightsaber practice, preparing for war. Even before he'd been declared a Jedi Knight who had never undergone formal trials, just like Obi-Wan. He was starting to think they had a lot in common after all.